If you want to understand why sometimes diet pills work and sometimes they don't, how to get weight loss results faster in perimenopause, and the piece of the puzzle you absolutely must address, then this is the episode for you. So tune in and let's get to it. What's up, sister? Welcome back to the Period Whisperer podcast, the show helping perimenopause and menopause women de-stress your body and decode what it's saying to you so you can own your own health, energy, and weight loss again. If you're new, I'm so happy you're here. I'm Bria. I'm your host, a recovering people pleaser and hustle addict turned functional and holistic hormone specialist. Let's lean in and learn what your body is saying to you. Well, hey there, sister. How are you feeling in your body today? I have to admit, I am just back from a two-week, we're going to call it traveling. It wasn't really a holiday. It was definitely traveling and work, and it was an absolute adventure, but I am so tired and so bloated. You know, when you travel, women say to me all the time when I talk to you guys, TMI, I'm like, I hope that you know we are in a place on this podcast, you and me right now, sister, where we can talk about sex and lubrication and period blood and pooping. We can totally talk about all of these things. Whenever I travel, I have noticed, like, when I can't go to the bath, when I cannot poop every single day, man, it's rough. I can handle a day, but I am now 4 days of struggling because of the time change, because of the time flip, because of the change in food, because of all the different things. So I am feeling super uncomfortable in my body today, very tired, and really looking forward to getting back to my routine. And whenever I am out of routine, which can be really great, it can, but I love getting back to it and think, okay, I just want to eat my regular food, eat 3 meals, move my body, get to sleep, you know, relax, do some mindset work. That's always what I'm bringing it back to so that I can then have the bandwidth to play, right? Because when our health foundations are solid, right? When our body is ticking along, goes to the bathroom regularly, you know, has a regular period if you're still menstruating, falls asleep at night, wakes up in the morning, gets hungry when it's supposed to. When these things are all aligned, then we get bandwidth to play, to do whatever goals we want in our life, because those are our foundations, right? So if you want to burn fat, you can do that. If you want to create muscle, you can do that. If you want to learn a language, if you want to travel the world, if you want to have a baby, you know, whatever those things are, you can start to do those things. But I digress. Here's my question for you after, how are you feeling in your body today? Have you ever been desperate to lose weight? Like, maybe so desperate even that you start to pay attention to all of the promises from the clickbaity marketing ads that say, oh, I did this and lost 20 pounds fast, like with this pill or this strategy, you know, and you're so desperate because you feel like maybe you've been doing all the things and you just want to lose weight. And I think sometimes we think that losing weight will buy the bandwidth for us, right? It'll give us the space, the patience, the joy that we're looking for. So you buy the thing, right? You get sucked in and you buy the thing. You're so excited and you're full of hope. And then nothing really happens. If you take a pill, maybe you just get really thirsty, or maybe you get heart racy for a while, or you take the pills and you feel like you're being pretty consistent and you feel like you crush it for 2 weeks, but then things change, life gets busy, and then nothing really happens and the cycle kind of starts over again, right? I have been there. I have been there more times than I would like to admit. So in today's episode, I'm going to break down the only way, sister, to get weight loss results faster in perimenopause. That's what we're going to talk about. Why diets and pills sometimes work and sometimes don't. How to get weight loss results faster. And the piece of the puzzle you absolutely must address. And I was talking about this specifically with a couple of my one-on-one clients right now, which, by the way, I'm going to plug this in here. April is the last month that I will be taking on one-on-one clients. I only take on 6 women at a time. I have 2 spots open in April for one-on-one clients. It is an in-depth program because we go deep into you. And you can swipe up and read more details on how to apply, but in the one-on-one private coaching, we speak every week for 12 calls. We also do touch points in the week. So we work really closely together because that accountability and motivation piece is really, really important. But we focus on phase one, which is relieving your symptoms. What do we need to do to relieve your symptoms? So if you're struggling with bloating, if you're struggling with constipation, if you're struggling with not sleeping at night, with moodiness, with lack of libido, we're working on relieving the symptoms. And then in phase two, we actually dive deep into healing your metabolism. So we actually do metabolic typing. There's testing done in this phase, and we really work on how to nourish you with your specific metabolic type, which is important because weight loss gets hard when we're eating the wrong foods for us, right? Weight loss gets really easy when you're eating the right foods for you because you're not starving all the time thinking about things that you need, that you wish you had, or that you're going without. So we really focus on that in phase two. And then in phase three, the body is primed for fat loss. So that's when we do the things to shift into fat loss. It's a 12-week program. Like I said, it's very in-depth. It's very thorough. That's why it gets great results. And I have 2 spots. So I want you to pause this right now and swipe up and click the link to apply. And listen, apply and then look for an email from me, okay? You will hear from me within 24 hours to say whether you're moving on to the next step or not. And then we hop on a free call and discuss whether it's a fit for both of us. Can I actually help you, or do I need to refer you to someone else? You know, do you find us a fit in our personality? And then I walk you through the cost and everything and the commitment in the program. So it's really designed to get us to a place where we want to work together. But I only have a couple spots. I really want you to swipe up and apply if anything I have said has intrigued you. We will work together April, May, June. So you'll be heading into summer, finally feeling like you again. But this is the last time I will be doing that until fall. So I encourage you to apply now and don't miss that out. So let's get back to the task at hand. How to get weight loss results faster in perimenopause. And I wanted to do this because I hear this from my clients, and I hear this from everyone out, so many women out in the world. I'm trying, I'm not getting anywhere. You know, I'm working so hard and I'm not getting any results. And I think the most important piece of this puzzle that I think you need to understand is, you know, when we get targeted by all these different diets out there and pills, I don't want to say they don't ever work. I mean, there are definitely ways of eating and different, you know, we'll call them diets or nutrition plans, different ways of doing things that do work. And there are absolutely great supplements out there that can help support you as a tool on your weight loss journey and maybe even speed up the process. But they won't work if your body is in metabolic chaos or your body is dealing with a hormone imbalance, because that becomes the priority, right? We see this very easily, and we know this as women when we're going through our fertile years where we're all having babies. And, you know, sometimes people can't have babies because, or they can't get pregnant because they have a hormone imbalance, or because they're so stressed out, like their body's so stressed out, their mind is so stressed out. It's not the priority for the, in fact, it's not even safe. Like the body keeps the score, right? It's very wise, and it recognizes when it's in a place to create life. It recognizes when it's in a place where it needs to conserve fat and energy for the body because of all the chaos that's happening. So what's important to understand is that, yes, although there are some ways of eating out there that can be really helpful, until we do the underlying foundational work of healing the metabolic chaos and healing the hormone imbalance in the body, there's no point in trying those things because, one, it'll either be too hard for you to maintain them, so you won't get results, or you might get some results, but then you'll just gain it right back. How many times has that happened in your life? Or it just won't work at all. And then you'll be left even more frustrated, right? Feeling like, you know, it's your fault, something's wrong with you. When nothing's wrong, these tools work when you have a solid foundation, right? Like, think about it. It's trying to, I actually think about picking up a hammer and, you know, trying to hammer something into nothing, to like something that's already rickety. You need a solid base before you can use a tool and take it to the next level. If you're trying to build a house, right? We need a solid foundation first. I don't know if that was a great metaphor. It made sense in my head. So one, sometimes diets and pills work, sometimes they don't. And it always comes down to whether you've done that underlying work. So if you are, and I'll try to make this really easy for you because I get this question all the time. Look, if you're over 35, you're going through the perimenopause transition. Period, end of discussion. I will go to debate with anyone on that. It is a transition. It is a reverse puberty transition. You're in it. That transition is happening inside of you, and depending on everything else will determine how your body can handle that transition at this time. So if you are in a place right now where you're not sleeping well through the night, where you're dealing with a lot of anxiety, when you're having digestive issues, where your periods are crazy murder scenes, where you just don't feel well, or you're dealing with, you know, lots of mood swings, absolutely no libido, things like that, we know we're dealing with a hormone imbalance. And we need to bring the hormones back into balance in order to pick up the tools that are going to work, that are going to help us lose weight. So that's number one. Number two is, I'm going to answer this quickly. So how do we actually get weight loss results faster in perimenopause? Like, we all want things yesterday, right? I'm the exact same, you know. Sometimes when I shop on Amazon, I only want things that I'm going to get like today or tomorrow. Otherwise, I don't want the thing, which tells you a lot about our mentality, right? So it's really important that we stay aware of how long things actually take. And at you know, when you're in your 40s, which is where many of us are in perimenopause, 40s and 50s, we didn't get here overnight. Youth is very forgiving. It allowed us to, you know, maintain something for a long time or not be so bothered by the things that are bothering us. That's the gift of youth. And now perimenopause is the gift of no more wiggle room. It's time for you to change. So, but the only way we change, right, is by doing the healing work. So you can try all of these things out there, but those are just elongating the process, right? You know, if you try to skip the healing process, if you try to skip this part where we need to do the proper, you know, calming of the chaos in your body, if we need to heal your and nourish your metabolism and heal up any root issues, if you avoid those pieces, then it's going to take way longer or never, ever happen. So the fastest way to get results, weight loss specifically in perimenopause, is you got to go through it like a lion hunt, right? You got to do the underlying work. We have to go through the process of eliminating the inflammation in the body. We have to go through the process of healing and nourishing and repairing the metabolism. And then we can shift into fat burning. And that is why it will not happen any faster than 8 to 12 weeks. It just won't. So the sooner we get our head around that, then the sooner we stop messing around and trying to do all of these other things that aren't working, and we actually get where we want to go faster. And we see this so often in life. I hear this from my clients. Man, I just wish I'd just known this earlier, right? If I'd started this earlier, I would have felt like this a year ago. And I get that, because that is absolutely how I felt as well. So we know that we need to go through the lion hunt, right? We have to go through the process. It's the fastest way to get there. Anything you're doing that isn't healing, nourishing, repairing, then to shift into fat burning, you're adding more time and effort onto something that you're just not going to get to. And when we get there, that's when we can look at different diets, things like intermittent fasting, things like carb cycling, things like portion control. We can start to look at those tools if they work for you, because it is an individual thing. If they work for you, once we get to the solid state of healing, then we can play with them. And the best part is then they work and you don't feel like something's broken inside of you, right? All of a sudden you do it and you're like, oh my gosh, it's working. And it's such a good feeling when that happens. So now that we know that, there is something I think is so important, and it's the piece of the puzzle that you absolutely must address. And sister, it's mindset, right? It's always going to come down to mindset, especially when we're wanting to get results the fastest way possible, right? Because I heard Brendan Burchard say this. If you don't ever listen to his podcast, I just love his motivational style. It's so positive, which I like, and clean. And he talks about how, you know, the space between information, right, Like we gather information. So for us, that might be like, oh, I'm putting on my clothes and my clothes are feeling too tight. Or I got on the scale and oh my gosh, the scale went up, right? Like, so the place between information that's happening and response, right? What we do about now that we have that information is mindset. That's the piece in the middle. And within the mindset, we have to recognize that there's two pieces that make up our mindset. One is our specifically, like the piece in between there is our interpretation of what's going on, right? So we get on the scale has gone up. What is our interpretation there? We can think, oh my gosh, this will never work. Oh my gosh, I'm just getting fatter. Oh my gosh, I'm getting old. Oh my gosh, all my effort is wasted. Like we're interpreting this, oh, this is bad, right? But we could interpret it as like, okay, what I was doing maybe isn't as helpful. Let me review it. And we want to then take it in from our interpretation to our identity, right? This does not tie to my worth. Like, so our mindset piece in there, we can very easily say to ourselves like, ugh, this isn't working. I'm getting so fat. I feel so awful. I'm just getting old. I need more pills. I need to go on hormone replacement therapy. Like I'm all wrong. And I never follow through on things, right? Something's wrong with me, right? We're getting that interpretation and the identity in there. You know, we tie ourselves into it. And so what do we think our response is when we go negative in that mindset? For many of us, it's like, well, F it. I'm going to eat the darn thing. I'm going to have this drink. I don't care. I'm going to F it all, right? And we just go back into old habits. And, you know, we're stressed. It's like, oh, nothing ever works for me. So who cares? Why do I bother trying? Right? Whereas if we get on the scale and the scale goes up and we say to ourselves, okay, what else has been happening in my life? Okay, maybe it was a stressful week. Maybe I started working out and now I have some like inflammation happening. Maybe it's the week before my cycle. You know, maybe I need to review what I've been doing this week. Have I been really conscious around this piece? And we look at our identity and we say, well, I do. I am the kind of person that follows through. I know that my weight doesn't completely define me, but I believe that I can lose this weight if I want to, right? If we change the mindset piece from negative to positive, what do you think our response is going to be? We're going to keep going. We're going to dig deeper. We're going to double down. We're going to go harder, or we're just going to keep going. And when we keep going, that's when the results happen. Or we say, okay, well, maybe I need some help now. It's time for me to call in the troops, you know, to get a coach, to get a motivator. That's when that stuff starts to happen. And it's so important. So, sister, all that to say, that mindset piece is really, really important. That piece in between the information you're gathering and the response is such a critical piece. So make sure that you are working on that mindset piece by tuning into this podcast, by checking out other podcasts, by going and applying here now for my exclusive 3-month coaching program so that you can get the mindset work that you need, as well as the direction that actually works. All right, that's what I have for you. That's how to get weight loss results faster in perimenopause. You know it works. You just need to commit and choose you. Okay, sister, go out, be more in your life, not just less on a scale, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you so much for joining me on the Period Whisperer podcast. If you liked this episode, take 30 seconds right now to write a review on iTunes and then reach out to me directly on Instagram at Bria_period_whisperer and message me there with a screenshot of your review. As a thank you, I will give you a customized free hormone audit to get you on your way to the best health of your life in midlife.